5:30 from now until October. Reedsburg and Stock Prairie will both be having their official community-wide garage sales this weekend, starting Thursday the 16th, running through Saturday the 18th. For the Reedsburg sales, pick up a directory at the Chamber of Commerce. Stock Prairie has a PDF of all of the listings, and they also have a link for Google Maps. You can go to stockprairie.com to find all the details there. And the Reedsburg Library will be also hosting its book sale that's going to get started on Thursday the 16th, running all the way through Sunday the 19th. Sales include community donations of hardcover, paperback books, DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, and magazines. Funds raised will be used for new items for the library's collection and programming for all ages. Again, this is happening at the Reedsburg Public Library. They've got their book sale starting Thursday, running through Sunday.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen will continue testimony today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. That trial in New York has also become a way for Republicans to show their support for the presumptive nominee. House Speaker Mike Johnson will attend the trial today. ABC's Rachel Scott's vice presidential hopefuls have also turned up.
Yesterday, we saw Senator J.D. Vance, who used to be a critic of Donald Trump. Well, now he's one of his staunchest supporters and defenders. Today, we're going to see former rivals Vivek Ramaswamy and also North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. They will be outside the courthouse, and later today there will be a fundraiser with other VP hopefuls, Senators Tim Scott and Marco Rubio.
President Biden will announce steeper tariffs on Chinese tech products today. Electric vehicle tariffs will quadruple. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Ukraine, meeting with President Zelensky and pledging continued U.S. support. And two people were killed in severe weather in Louisiana. There have been tornadoes reported for 19 consecutive days. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two lacrosse men were rescued Saturday night from the water near the docks at a bar restaurant in Shatek. According to a news release from the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the Barron County 911 Center received calls about two people in the water. A 58-year-old man from La Crosse was immediately located and pulled from the water with the help of people at the scene. He was treated at the scene and released. Crews located the second subject, a 63-year-old man, also from La Crosse, and pulled him from the water. Life-saving measures were given. He was flown to the hospital and is in critical condition. Baraboo residents will be returning to the UW to see the 4th of July Holidays Evening Fireworks. UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County is hosting the event along with Baraboo Fireworks Incorporated. The Baraboo Sauk County Campus Commission approved the campus festivities on April 18th. The city and the Baraboo School District agreed to launch the fireworks in a large field north of Baraboo High School and west of Jack Young Middle Schools. Barabooms is being hosted away from the Sauk County Fairgrounds for the first time since it began 6 years ago. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 It's 8:04 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Shanice celebrating her 51st birthday today. You know we were going to pull out the I Love Your Smile. She had to sing over the top of me. It's fine. I'll give Shanice her moment. From 1991, here is her only hit. One hit wonder. I Love Your Smile. 99.7 Max FM.
Staring into the windows of the world. Smile.
Seven Max FM.
Understand it's you.
Don't forget my number. There is Billy Vanilli, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM for Breeze from Milli Vanilli, celebrating his 58th birthday. Starting this hour out strong with all of that birthday music, Finn. I mean, we got Shanice in there. We got Milli Vanilli. I think we're doing okay.
Compared to Girl You Know It's True and Blame It on the Rain, you went with more of a deep cut with Milli Vanilli. Wow.
I did. I had Blame It on the Rain, but I'm like, come on, we need Don't Forget You. My number. That's a great song. Yes, Milli Vanilli. Where would we be without making jokes about
their singing career? They were crazy times, weren't they?
They really, really were. And I will still contend that you learn a lot about that duo if you watch that documentary that is on streaming platforms, because it was crazy stuff those two were going through. And really, they became, if you watch that documentary, you'll find that they really became pawns in like this whole celebrity Hollywood music game because they looked good.
They were the puppets, right?
Yeah,
and then the puppet master was pretty shady.
Yes. The whole thing was really shady. And what's even more so is there were like people being paid off because people understood that Milli Vanilli weren't really singing this stuff. And it was a whole lot of craziness. So if you have a chance to watch the documentary, I suggest you definitely do so. You'll leave feeling better about Milli Vanilli, the duo themselves. And you'll actually, like when I watched it, I actually felt a little sorry for the two guys that were Milli and Vanilli. I know that's not their name, but that's what we'll call them this morning.
That's what we'll call them.
Yeah, I mean, I felt you actually walk away feeling a little bad for them because they were exploited and they were used a whole lot and they were young and they just wanted to be famous like so many people do in this world.
That lip syncing thing was, I mean, that was huge when when that happened. Wow, that was quite the event when it broke that they were... not really singing on stage.
It was, you know, but here's the thing that I go back to now. I get that it was doubly bad because it wasn't their voices. Okay, I get that. I get why people felt duped by the whole thing. How many artists now do all of their shows without actually singing?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, I just heard something about the Eagles recently,
right?
About them using backing tapes.
Right?
And I think,
they're getting kind of old. They are not going to sound the same as they did at one point in time.
Outrages me because, I mean, think about how much money people are spending on tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And you're faking it? I mean, they're not totally faking it, but I mean, using backing tapes.
Right? I mean, it's not Milli Vanilli faking it, but, you know, it's a little bit like, remember when Ashley Simpson went on SNL?
Loved that moment. That was one of my favorite SNL moments of all time.
And the song starts and she doesn't, and it was really, really awful. And I, in my head, all I kept thinking, and Corey and I discussed this watching the Milli Vanilli documentary, is, again, I get it wasn't their voices. That wasn't their choice. That was not the duo's choice. That was the record label's choice, again, because they were two handsome, really good-looking dudes who had a better face than the actual singers, or at least according to the record label, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get why people were taken aback by that and so upset about it, and they'd won an award and all of this kind of stuff. But really, when you think about those times, was it any worse than Ashley Simpson standing on the SNL stage not singing while her track is going?
No.
I mean, it really, really wasn't. And so I did. I left with a better appreciation and understanding of the duo of Milli and Vanilli. And really, you find out how creepy and gross like the music industry can be. That's what you find out.
There's always a guy like that, too.
Right?
You know, the Lou Pearlmans of the world. There's always that guy that just totally takes advantage of, you know, younger people and then just throws them out there. And
that's essentially what happened. And I think that's the worst part about some of these documentaries now. They're really eye-opening. They're fascinating. But you find out, I mean, if you didn't already figure it out or know it, like some of this industry stuff, it's just gross. It's icky. And some of the stuff that they're doing is a little backhanded. And I don't know if we've really come all that far as some of the stuff not being what they're doing anymore. You got to think that some of this stuff still happens for some of these labels.
The backing tapes thing is, that's not where we need to go if we're spending that much money on tickets. I mean, just go out there, perform the songs. If you can't perform the songs, then don't perform those songs. Or find another arrangement where you can perform the song where you don't need. I don't expect an orchestra or the same type of arrangement that I get on an album.
Sure.
I don't expect that
it's
when I go to see
some.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing. And if you think back to the MTV days when all of these bands and artists were going on Unplugged and they were performing. I mean, the Allman Brothers were on Unplugged and he had all these bands that were showing up.
That was one of my favorite shows.
And I mean, I mean, they were actually really performing on that show. And when we're talking about musical documentaries, this is a side topic here. But yesterday I was watching that new Paul Simon music documentary.
Okay.
All right. Wow. It's so it's interesting, but I always thought, okay, Art Garfunkel, the dude with the hair, okay,
yes, the best Paul afro Simon, anybody could pull off, yes,
that was a duo of bad hair. It just
was terrible
because Paul Simon had that bowl cut for I don't know how long, and he just.
If he had more hair, I'm pretty sure he'd still rock it. I'm pretty sure Paul Simon would still rock that if he had more hair. I am positive of it.
You know what's
cool? He seems like that guy.
You know what's cool in the documentary, though, is you actually get to see Edie Brickell.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's so interesting because they're married, of course. And it's just so cool to see Edie Brickell now because, I mean, if you think back to the MTV days when What I Am came out and you think of like this bohemian kind of hippie girl.
Yep.
She's still that way.
I love
it. But she's settled into it and it's so cool.
I love Edie Brickell. I think she's amazing. I thought she had a great voice. And I was always a little sad that she didn't do more musically. But when you're, you know, trying to talk Paul out of a bowl cut every day, I get that that can be difficult. Like, your schedule is kind of full. I understand that.
And what's sad is because he's lost so much of his hearing. And it's the typical thing. It's the, you know, I've been wearing headphones for...
way
too
long.
However many years.
Way too long. Yeah. You know, and it happens. And back in the day, the headphones, you know, they always had them cranked. They the acoustics and things were not, and the mechanisms inside were not what they are now. So you did have to literally have them cranked. I mean, even when I started in radio, we had some pairs at the station I worked at. Brand new facility, but apparently they brought all their headphones over from 1962, you know, to save like $5 or something.
Them up.
Yeah, they were awful. They didn't stay on your head. They were half ripped. So I understand that, but I don't know. But yeah, I always was a big fan of Edie Brickell. Now, you know, we're going to change topics here this morning, sort of, kind of, because if you know you're kind of old when you were rocking out to Baby Don't Forget My Number by Milli Vanilli, right? And
That's on you, Matty Jones. That's on you.
It is on me. That's okay. I'll always be a proud Milli Vanilli fan, minus all of the you know, history that went with that. But there's a whole bunch of buzz right now on social media, and especially on Reddit. You know, I love these nice polls that they do over there that says Gen Z has officially killed ankle socks. Okay. Now, to prove it, one TikToker says that when you go to the gym, you're going to see a ton of millennials wearing ankle socks, but no one under 30 is going to rock an ankle sock. Gen Zers actually prefer the crew socks, which go up a little further over your calf, which means grandpa is probably cool again, assuming he's still rocking the crew socks, right? Only if you're doing the black ones with the white sneakers. Then you've got it all like the grandpa look going down. But speaking of feeling old, there's part of this thread is really asking people to share the subtle moments when they think, boy, I'm old now. Like rocking out to Milli Vanilli or remembering Miranda Cosgrove on School of Rock. I mean, these are the moments.
You and I do that every day.
The moments that, you know, you can really hone in on. So here are some of the best ones, though, from this Reddit thread. I started thinking policemen look too young to be in charge of anything. Yes. Yes. Corey and I'll always be like, what, did they just like get out of high school? What is the deal? But then you realize you're old and they're just starting their career. Yes.
I get that sometimes when I see somebody, new person, a younger adult driving and they get out of the car and I think, what, are you 12? I mean, old are you? I mean, that's crazy.
Yes. No, I'm right there with you. Having an app on your phone to identify bird calls. That's another good one from the list. I started sympathizing with my parents in teen movies. Yes, I get that one as well. I'm almost always tired, not sleepy tired, more like I feel like I could fall asleep at any moment. Yes, right there with you. I love this one too, because I'm so there on this kind of stuff. I got excited about buying a steam mop. Yes, 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 yes. I totally understand that. When you bring home a new vacuum or something, there's nothing like the anticipation of getting that thing together so you can officially start using it. Love, love those moments in time. I was chatting with someone and they compared me to their mother. Yes, that's officially one of those subtle things when you know you've aged, for sure. I consider 9 p.m. a reasonable time to say, well, it's about time to hit the hay. I mean, merely saying hit the hay probably makes you sound a little bit older. But Corey and I just had this discussion this weekend because we have, he works with some younger engineers, and they went out the other night to dinner after they got done in Racine. And when they went out to dinner, it was 9 p.m. And Corey was like, what are you talking about going out and getting drinks? I'm going to bed. And they were just starting their night and still had a full day tomorrow. He's like, no, I can't. I just can't.
Yeah, so. But is that all that it's cracked up to be?
I mean, we all remember when
we were younger and we were going out and we were at the clubs and we were doing all that, you know, and... I don't know.
8 p.m. I mean, I get excited that SNL now streams on Peacock on Sunday, so I don't have to stay up at on Saturday night to watch.
Even making it to 9 p.m. is a struggle most
of
the night.
It is. It really is. Like, I get so excited. I'll be like, ooh, there's a new SNL, so that I don't have to miss it because now I can watch it on
stream.
It's the sad things. It's those sad things in life. Somebody else says, I have no idea who most of the celebrities mentioned on social media are. Yeah, I feel that one. A lot of them aren't actual celebrities though. They're like TikTokers and stuff.
Right.
And I get, yes, they are celebrities.
Really, I guess.
We'll go with that. I don't know. I had two doctor's appointments in one day, says somebody on this Reddit thread. Yes, I've been there, and there's nothing that makes you feel beyond your years than having to go see multiple doctors in one day. Younger coworkers call the clothes I used to wear high school vintage. you mean like rocking the 90s again? Yeah, we were there. We lived that part of life. Oh, my gosh. This is another good one. When I realized some of my coworkers weren't even alive when 9/11 happened, right? Like, that's startling when you come across people nowadays who have no idea what it was like to live through those moments of 9/11. Yeah, it's a little startling, and I always get taken back a little bit. And I talk to my own kids because obviously they weren't around during 9/11. Now, my kids are both kind of history buffs, and they have watched a lot of the documentaries and raw footage and things with us from 9/11. So they get the idea of what happened, and they've kind of lived through those moments vicariously. But sometimes you forget when they weren't there. And when we went to the 9/11 museum when we were in New York, I think that was a real eye-opener for them, because there's names of all of the victims as you walk through, and you see you're basically in the basement of one of the buildings that fell, and so you get to see the old footings and all of that kind of stuff. And it was eye-opening, I will say, for my kids, and I know for a lot of the younger people who were at 9/11 that day. I mean, it was for everybody there, but I think especially for a generation that didn't live through that, there was a lot to take in on that.
Yeah, it's
got to
be an emotional moment.
It was very, very emotional. And there are boxes of Kleenexes everywhere you go in the 9/11 museum and memorial. So, which is, people are, it hit so many different chords, and there were people from all over the world that day that were there that were all just kind of trying to absorb everything that the country went through on 9/11. So it does take you back though, when you meet somebody who doesn't remember those moments.
Yeah.
And then finally, I say, when I was your age, unironically, is what somebody says on this Reddit thread. Yeah, I sometimes catch myself saying that to my boys, and then I'll be like, no, you are not that old. You are not going to pull out the when
yourself,
I was your
right?
age.
Yeah, back in my day.
We walked uphill 3 miles to school.
Walked to school. It took me 5 hours to get there. That's right, I left that's at right. 3 o'clock and
I got to stop myself when I say that. And my kids will always look at me like, you're not going to go there, are you? And then I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
But at least you do. At least you stop yourself.
Oh, I try. I know I haven't before. And then that's when my kids just roll their eyes and they're like, yep, she's old. She's officially old. Now, of course, as I mentioned, this is a Reddit thread where people continue to keep posting on it. So if you want a good laugh or you just want to feel like you're not alone in this aging thing, this is a good thread to go check out. I can feel so many of those, especially the steam mop one. I love getting new appliances. I was so excited the other day. I got to tell you, my iron, because I iron everything, my iron was feeling it. It was looking a little grungy and it was starting to leave like the orange rusty marks and all of that kind of stuff, you know, because spray starch does a little number on it. And I was so excited the other day when I went to Walmart and I found an iron cleaner. Like, it's the stuff you put on. I was so excited. I was like, I don't have to get a new iron. This is the greatest day of my life. I was so excited.
We were driving to the store the other day and there was a road that had just recently had a fresh coat of a blacktop put on it. Okay. And Chris turns to me and she's like, "Ooh, this is so nice. Isn't this? Wow, this is." And she was really super jazzed about it. And I thought, okay, all right. You know,
it's the little things.
It's the little things in life, right?
Think of what we're going to do in this town when 8th Avenue opens again after construction.
It's going to be a big celebration.
We're going to have a parade down that thing. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be, you know, we're just going to be driving back and forth all day long, taking in the new road. It'll be
awesome.
But you
know what started this conversation was ankle socks. Now, here's the deal. I'm not a fan. I understand that the younger generation, they dig them. All right. So, but at the same time, I mean, there are some things that as we get older, we really shouldn't try to pull off anymore.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Do you find yourself limiting what it is you wear clothing wise just because you're of an age? I'm not saying you're old.
Age. It's okay. I find myself, what I find myself doing is still loving graphic t-shirts and things like that, but pairing them in a way that isn't like my 16-year-old self, right? Like, if I'm going to wear a graphic t-shirt, I'm probably going to put some sort of jacket over it, especially if it's the wintertime months. If it's the summer, I'm going to pair it with cuter sandals, you know, and some nicer jeans. So I find myself still dipping my toe in the things that I really love, but trying to be more grown up about it at the same time, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, because there's things from our younger days that we love, right?
I mean,
and we still have, not only do we have nostalgia for them, but we just like them. I love my Doc Martens. I mean,
And
half the time I'm dressed the same way I was in the mid 90s. Okay.
Right. Yep.
So, but you know, we just like what we like, I guess. But
right. Yeah. So I try to like do a little bit more grown up version of things, or try to make it, you know, like one step above what I would have wore as my 16-year-old self or college age self. Now, here's the thing, though. I'm never giving up the Birkenstocks and nobody's going to make me. So I'm just saying that those are still my go to sandal. In fact, for Mother's Day, because I'm dealing with some awful plantar fasciitis right now. Thank you, Aspie, for all of the walking around Goose Poop Pond. My husband got me a new pair of Birks, like the soft-soled ones, because you try putting something made out of cork on your foot right now with plantar fascia. It's not happening, and I know it affects everybody differently. I put on a pair of sandals the other day. I was like, we can't do that. Talk about feeling old. And so my husband figured out what size I needed, what I liked, and then he went and bought them for me and brought them home and surprised me from Racine the other day. So I was very, very excited, because now I have sandals that even old people can wear. It's fine.
But you're not wearing ankle socks with
them,
are you?
I'm not wearing ankle socks. All right. No, I haven't done the Birkenstocks in a long time. I used to be in college. I did the wool socks with my Birkenstocks a lot because they were comfortable and I could zip around college, mm-hmm. you know, campus mm-hmm. in them. And mm-hmm. I will do my Birk clogs because I have the clogs. I will do those in the winter with some really fun socks and things like that with sweaters and you know, sweatshirts and stuff. But no, right. I'm not doing the open-toed sandals as of right now with the socks. So I don't know. They say everything that was once in style comes back. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting at this point because it's happening. It's going to happen again. Let's take a quick look at the forecast right now. Partly cloudy today, 70 for a high, mostly clear down to 42 tonight, then lots of sun and 73 tomorrow. We will have a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday, though. Right now, it is 50.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
Searching for a friendly bar to hang out and play some pool? Tar Benders with Sass is just the place. Whether you are enjoying your favorite beverage, shooting free pool on Thursdays, or doing some line dancing, you will be having a good time at Reedsburg's Tar Benders with Sass, a new bar in a historic downtown building. Tar Benders with Sass, located at 326 Main Street, Reedsburg. Tar Benders with Sass opens every day at 3 p.m. Friendly people serving great drinks.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Big Deals! 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
It's 8:34 right now. Here is Tony, 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 If I Had No Loot on 99.7 Max FM.
I had a it all.
Tony, if I had no loot, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, pulled that one out of the library because Raphael Sadiq, who is one third of that trio, celebrating his 58th birthday today. And we still have a little bit of time here to get some more of those really great celebrities in as far as their music goes this morning, because we had a lot to choose from, Finn. I mean,
yeah,
my goodness,
there was a lot
to pick from this morning. So I had to kind of like go with time and all of that good stuff. So if it would have been yesterday, it would have been fine.
It would have been fine. Yeah, but now we're on a timeline here. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because we were just recently talking about the signs of knowing that we have reached a point where, yes, we're old.
Yes.
And we were talking about clothing and wardrobe and everything. So here's my question to you really quickly.
Sure.
So I was always under the impression, as many of us were, that when guys, older guys especially, wear shorts with black socks, that it's not a good look. I thought we all agreed on this, okay? But then,
it's
a bad look. But then a few years ago, I started noticing like younger dudes wearing shorts with black socks. Are you being ironic? Are you mocking us? Or what is the deal? Because
I thought
we were all in agreement that this is not a good look. Even my oldest son does it sometimes. And it's like, this is not a good look.
I don't understand it at all. I mean, and Dexter's got his new vibe of dressing, and so once in a while he'll pull out like the black shorts and like his black socks, and I'll be like, what are we doing? Like, Mom, it's my style. Is it really though? Is it really your style? Because at one point in time we would have made fun of you, but okay, you
go for it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say a word. I mean, I'm just here. Like, can we get out the door at a decent time? That's really all I care about at this point. So, and some days that's asking way, way too much. The kid is notoriously late, I gotta say, whether he's putting his black socks up to his knees oh my gosh. I'm like, I purposely do to him what I do to his dad. If we have to be somewhere at 2:30, I tell him we have to be there at 2, because then I know that we'll walk in about 3 minutes late versus 20 minutes late. So that's how
I have to do that, right?
Oh, I
mean, with
do.
People that have no concept of time, you have to.
I do. And this is how I get everybody out the door on time, because especially if it's like, if it's a lesson or something like that, he knows what time that is. So I can't fudge that. But like for doctor's appointments or therapy appointments, usually they're at 2 p.m. I'm like, nope, we got to be there at 1:30. Got to be there at 1:30, because I know then we're going to make it on time.
You're punctual, and that's all right.
We're still late. No, we're still 2-3 minutes late because of the kid, but it's fine. It's fine. At least we're not 20 minutes late. So there's that part of it. Oh my gosh. But he looks good. He looks good with his black socks up to his knees.
That's all that matters.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a style. I get it. All right. So there was a new study that recently ranked the most misunderstood sayings from across the United States. Speaking of trying to not be old, we're going to feel really
here
old here again in a moment. For example, yinz is Pennsylvania's version of y'all, but a third of people thought it was just a made-up word that really didn't mean anything whatsoever when they were asked about it in this particular study. So we've got 10 of the most misunderstood sayings from across the United States. Okay, so we're going to start at number 10. Blucifer is one in Colorado. People guessed it was a blue devil of some kind. It's actually the nickname of the Blue Mustang sculpture, which is outside the Denver airport. Blucifer is the name of that sculpture. Okay. Yes. And I actually know that because we used to travel to Denver for that. Oh, be very, very jealous, people, for the Chaser convention. It used to be held in Denver every single year. So I did know Blucifer was a thing, by the way. Put out in Missouri is a term that a lot of us don't know in the United States. But Missouri, for a lot of us, we thought it was some sort of adult recreational activity term. But what it really means is that you're angry in Missouri. You're put out.
Okay. They might want to look into that. They might want to switch that one up.
It's Missouri. I mean, I don't think we asked too many questions. Borrow pit in Montana is a term. Now, for a lot of people in this poll, they thought it meant a donation box, which would make sense, right? But it's a ditch along the side of the road. That's what a burrow pit is in Montana. Again, it's Montana. It's no Montana. Questions asked. Yeah. Right. Grinds is a term that they use in Hawaii. Now, it can mean you work really hard, but in Hawaii, it also means food or a meal out. Grinds is a term. Dirty bird in Kentucky. This is not an insult. In Kentucky, this is a term, a slang term for KFC.
Again, bird. Kentucky, yes, enough said.
That's all you need to know. Gnarly in California. It can mean something's really cool, but surfers like to use it in California to describe really big waves. Grill in New York is another term that most of us will never probably use, at least in this sense. It means someone is staring at you very rudely. That's what it means in New York. Carry in Mississippi is a term that they like to use. Now, most people in this survey thought it meant to carry a gun, like open carry, but it's another way of saying you're giving someone a lift or giving them a ride. In Mississippi, you might actually be carrying them, like piggybacking. Who really knows? Right out straight is a term they use in Maine. It means that you're really busy. People who weren't from Maine thought it meant that you're telling the truth. But no, this one is to mean that you're very, very busy. And then finally, I know this one, growing up in the great state of South Dakota, taverns. Now, here in Wisconsin, what do we think of as a tavern? A drinking establishment, right? No. In the great state of South Dakota, we are talking about a sloppy Joe. We are having taverns for dinner, people.
Why? I
have no idea. That's how I grew up, too. In fact, I have had to change it to sloppy Joe because I was so used to calling
it a tavern.
My husband looked at me one day when we were just dating. He's like, "What the hell are you talking about?" He's like, "What is a tavern?" He goes, "That's where you go drink."
Sloppy Joe.
I was like, "No, it's a loose meat sandwich, like the loose meat sloppy Joe kind." He's like, "No, that is a sloppy Joe. What you are talking about is a drinking establishment." So I have had to change how I phrase that and what I say because my husband, being the youper, like they don't have anything weird up there. I don't know why it's called a tavern in South Dakota.
Well, that does a number on your vocabulary.
It does. It really does. It does. Now, here are a few more fun ones for anybody who wants to take this into their day. In Florida, jiffy feet means dirty feet from not wearing shoes. 43% of people thought it was a dance move. Wasn't there like a penguin movie? That was happy feet, though. But same thing. It was happy feet, little penguins dancing. In Kansas, concrete after dinner means you're having ice cream. 43% thought it meant sidewalk. But doesn't Culver serve those? The concrete, like somebody
concrete
serves those?
Yeah, concrete.
Okay,
whatever.
Yeah. See, so that makes sense. So we're trying to bring some of the Kansas to Wisconsin. In Arizona, a haboob is a big sandstorm. Oh gosh, one of my favorite weather phenomenons ever. Plus the word is just really fun. 33% of people thought a haboob was an insult, like you're such a haboob. No, you would be calling them a sandstorm. And then in West Virginia, polecat is another word for a skunk. 25% of people thought it meant pole dancer. Same thing. I mean, again, you got to realize where you're at in the world, too. You never quite know. Everything's got maybe double connotation. But no, it is not a pole dancer. A polecat is a word for a skunk. So
that's why I think gnarly is an interesting one, because I definitely remember it as, wow, dude, that is so gnarly.
Right.
But you can also use it in the way, you know what I'm saying, where it's,
something's gnarly.
Yeah.
Right, like somebody's feet are gnarly or something. You know, I totally get it. But this is an interesting list because it really makes you kind of think about how different phrases become popular in different parts of the country and how, you know, when you go to those different parts, you really do become like a fish out of water because for as much as things are alike, there really are some things that are different. And I just even look at the word like soda or pop or depending on what you call, you know, your can of Coke, like every part of the country has like a different word that they like to use for like your Pepsi or your Coke or whatever, you know, whether it's soda, whether it's pop, whether it's soda pop. But every part of the country has like a little different thing that they use. But taverns, there you go, people.
Exactly. And I'm not down with censorship of any kind, but sometimes a sloppy Joe is just a sloppy Joe.
It's just a sloppy Joe. No, it's not a tavern. No, I wish they, you know, they were as good as what they actually sound, but just a sloppy Joe. Open up the can of manwich, put it over the meat. That's essentially all you're doing.
But what if we call taverns sloppy Joes? Oh, right. Ted, I'll meet you down at the sloppy Joe in a few minutes.
Exactly.
Come on.
I mean, I remember going to like school events, like sporting events, you know, where you have your lunch that they serve, the groups are serving different lunch, or whether it's like a basketball tournament, and right on the menu, tavern, not sloppy Joe, tavern. Like I can see it in my head written in some mom Sharpie, tavern across the whiteboard. I remember these things, but it's funny how different things catch on in different parts of the country. That's a fun list though. So go with that today and start using some of those words around here. And then maybe people look at you like you've lost your mind.
Well, and you could use that as an excuse any day where you're struggling with anything.
Right?
You could just say, hey, look, I grew up calling a sloppy Joe a tavern. So there you go.
Once in a while, once in a great while, because I make my own sloppy Joes. I don't use the manwich mix around here. I'll make my own. And once in a great while, I'll say the word tavern, to which my kids will look at me. Because, I mean, they grew up a little bit in South Dakota for a few years of life. They grew up a few years in Minnesota, and then they've been here for a while now, too. And with their dad in the house, it's always been a sloppy Joe. I'll go back into my South Dakota roots every now and then, and it doesn't happen very often because I'm mercifully teased for it. And I'll go back to my roots and I'll say tavern and they'll look at me and they'll be like, what are you talking about? Dexter will be like, you mean the sloppy Joe that's in the slow cooker, right? Yes, that is exactly what I mean. You know what I meant. Stop.
Do you say pop or do you say soda?
I say pop.
Do you say couch or sofa?
Sofa. That was, I kind of interchanged that one. That one's an interchangeable one for me. Now, my mom always said sofa because I think that was a very upper Midwestern thing. But, you know, like when I grew up, it wasn't my aunt, it was my aunt. You know, like that's, most people in South Dakota don't say aunt. They say aunt when they're talking about, you know, extended family and things like
How
that.
How do you feel about that? See, I prefer aunt. I do now.
I say aunt, but when I was growing up, it was very natural to say aunt because everybody did.
Everybody says it. Yeah.
Even when we were in our classrooms, you know, like our teachers would be like, so who, you know, let's talk about our families. You know, you do your family tree in elementary school and you put your aunt and your uncle up there. I mean, even our teachers did it. So.
Well, to be fair, I mean, most of us say February. We don't say February.
February, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just us being lazy Americans, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's us just like saying, you know what? Never mind our past roots. Never mind. We've stolen every single word we say from another language.
It's Wednesday, not Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. That's just us being lazy Americans. It's fine. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be partially sunny today. I think we have a little haze rolling in from those wildfires because I can see some peaks of sun trying to come out. Mm. But overall, a pretty nice day. 70 today, 73 tomorrow, maybe some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Very busy past weekend of events, starting things off on Friday for baseball. It was Baraboo falling to Edgewood at home, 16-2 the final there. Reedsburg, a 3-0 win over Portage. It's a doubleheader for Sauk Prairie as they were hosting Stoughton for it. The Vikings get the 10-2 win in Game 1, but Sauk Prairie comes back for a 5-0 win in Game 2. Then an extremely busy day on Saturday for baseball, a doubleheader for the T-Birds. It was Somerset getting a 12-11 win in Game 1 and then an 8-7 win for the T-Birds in Game 2, those both at Mary Roundtree Evans Field. Reedsburg had a doubleheader as well as they're able to take down Sparta 11-1 in Game 1 and 6-0 in Game 2. Sauk Prairie played a pair of games at the Adams Friendship Tournament. New Richmond got the win in Game 1, 11-4 over the Eagles, but then Sauk Prairie bounces back with a 12-1 win over the hosts, Adams Friendship. And that was all for baseball. Softball on Friday night, T-Birds take down Edgewood 3-0 at Goodman Softball Complex. Mount Horeb a 5-2 win over Portage. Reedsburg tops McFarland 7-2, and Stoughton with a 2-1 win against Sauk Prairie. Saturday, Baraboo is taking part in the Lemira Quad. They're able to get a win over Waukesha South in the first game, 20-11 the final there, and then they fell to the host 10-0 in Game 2. Reedsburg was at Logan for a pair of games, 10-9. Logan gets the win in Game 1, but then Reedsburg bounces back for the 1-0 win in that second contest. Portage at Wisconsin Dells for a pair of games. Lake Mills, 6-2 winners over the Warriors in Game 1, and then Portage just crushes Black River Falls 27-0 in Game 2 for that event. Soccer back on Friday. It was Portage Poinette, 4-3 win over La Crosse Logan. Monona Grove, 2-0 win against Mount Horeb. And Verona gets a win over Edgewood, 4-1. Then on Saturday, Sugar River beats Baraboo, 3-0. Mount Horeb, an 8-0 win over Janesville Parker. Massive day of events today. It's going to be boys golf with an invitational at Wild Rock Wilderness Golf Course in Wisconsin Dells. Baraboo, along with Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, River Valley, and a number of other area schools participating in that event. It gets started right away this morning. All the conference teams will be at Stoughton High School for the Badger Small Conference Meet. That gets started at 4 o'clock today. Baseball for the Thunderbirds will be at Stoughton at 5. It's the tennis team for the T-Birds hosting Wanakee at 5:15, and then soccer in action tonight on the road against Mount Horeb. For Reedsburg, in addition to that track meet, you've also got baseball going to be hosting McFarland at 5. Soccer is going to welcome Stoughton at 5 o'clock as well. And the softball team also home against Portage. That's going to be a 5 o'clock start time for it. Sauk Prairie Boys Tennis will welcome Madison at Country Day. That's going to be at 4:15. Lacrosse will host Wanakee out at Stadium Field at 5. Softball is also going to be welcoming Dodgeville to Sauk Prairie. Plus, baseball will travel to Edgewood, and soccer is going to host the Crusaders at 7 o'clock. Finally, for Portage tonight, Mount Horeb is going to be in town to take on the Warriors for senior night at 5. Softball at Reedsburg, as mentioned, and then the girls' soccer team is going to be hosting McFarland at Poinette High School at 6. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunshine, 73 with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night into Thursday. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM. Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.